Fractured bones tell us about disability and care in Sweden's Middle Ages. In the still soil under a church in Lund, southern Sweden, archaeologists have discovered the skeletal remains of a man whose fractured bones tell us a lot about medieval life, suffering, and human kindness. Referred to solely as Individual 2399, the male was hit by a catastrophic knee injury in his early 20s, an injury so extensive that it continued to reshape his mobility and life quality for the rest of his life. And yet, despite all odds, he not only lived for years after, but ended up being buried in a high-end burial site, near the foundations of a church tower. This find, recently published in Open Archaeology, highlights the ways in which individuals with disability were handled and viewed in medieval Scandinavia. It contradicts previous assumptions concerning the marginalization of disabled people during the Middle Ages and proposes a more nuanced social response. A catastrophic injury. The man, who died sometime in the late medieval era, 1300 to 1536 AD, had a severely dislocated left femur fracture at the knee. The damage, which can be seen as a dramatic 45-degree misalignment in his reconstructed leg bones, was not only debilitating, it was life-changing. He could not have walked independently, instead depending on crutches, a leg brace, or other mobility aids. Scholars believe that the injury may have been the result of a horse kick or an object that fell, like stone from a construction site. The weird, wonderful, and wicked beings in Scandinavian folklore. Top 10 secret societies of the Middle Ages. But what is most remarkable about this discovery is what followed the injury. Osteological and 3D imaging analysis indicates evidence of extensive, long-term treatment by doctors. The man had osteomyelitis, a bone marrow infection, and would have needed repeated treatments, perhaps draining of abscesses and scrubbing out of open wounds. He would have had painkillers administered using the treatments of the day, lavender oil, opium, and alcohol. A unique window into the medieval world of disability. What is so interesting about Individual 2399's tale is not only his bodily injury, but the social context in which his life is now being reconstructed. In a novel approach that brings together advanced 3D modeling, digital excavation records, and medieval religious and legal writings, the team has created a rich tapestry of the way that medieval society might have perceived individuals with physical disabilities. Inferring social norms around physical impairment and disability from religious and legal documents is challenging since it's an idealized representation, explained lead researcher Blair Nolan of Lund University in a press release. We can add more depth to our knowledge of disability and identity through close osteological and archaeological analysis. This is the first Nordic investigation to combine this kind of technological and textual analysis with the examination of a disabled medieval person. Compassion in the face of cultural contradictions. Religious beliefs during medieval Europe regarding disability were mixed at best. For some, physical deformity or injury was seen as the wrath of God or trial by ordeal to be suffered in humility and penance. And yet the very same institutions, i.e., the church, were also the sole purveyors of medical treatment in monasteries, which tended to dispense food, clothing, and alms to the disabled, reports Discover magazine. In the legal realm, however, the scenario was more disciplinary. Bodily punishments might involve the amputation of limbs or other extremities, setting up a connection between disability and deviance. The visibility of the wound frequently decided its social severity. If it was possible to conceal it under robes or long hair, it was less apt to occasion stigma, out of sight, out of mind. However, Individual 2399 has seemingly overcome much of the disability barrier that would be predicted for someone with an impediment from the Middle Ages. That he was treated regularly and buried at the base of the church tower suggests that he was perhaps a member of the burgher class or another elite social class. At the time, burial near sacred architecture was a sign of wealth and status, further indicating that he still had social capital despite the disability. Rethinking medieval healthcare and community. The example of Individual 2399 offers a persuasive counter-narrative to the standard vision of medieval society as unemotional and rigidly structured. Here was a man who, despite suffering an injury that left him life-changed, was not rejected or forgotten. Rather, he was cared for, by family, clergy, or community healers, perhaps, and eventually buried in dignity. His case compels scholars to pose difficult but intriguing questions. What were medieval society's definitions of productivity, usefulness, and membership? Was sympathy for the disabled an exception or a more common, if poorly documented, occurrence? And could such isolated anecdotes facilitate a revision of our general historical picture of pre-modern healthcare and social values? Blad Jungfrun Island, Sweden, where witches dwell and labyrinths confuse. How bad was life in medieval Europe really? For Blair Nolan and his fellow researchers at Lund University, the individual 2399 story is a long way from being finished. The researchers are hoping that subsequent digs and studies in other European and Nordic cemeteries will shed additional light on whether his was an isolated instance or one part of a larger, forgotten pattern in medieval practice. As Nolan had said, these ancient remains let us catch a glimpse of the profoundly human moments of suffering, healing, and solidarity that existed even in periods often depicted as dark and harsh. That's a story that is worth telling. By Sahir.